What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
The premier baseball show in Chicago. Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel.
Stretching the pitch.
Bush drives one in the air. Deep right field. It's got a chance. Gone. Home run, Michael Bush. Cubs lead 5-0.
Ernie Williams.
Josh swings, drives one in the air. Deep down the left field line. If it's fair, it's gone. It's gone. Matt Scherer leaves the yard. And the onslaught continues. It's now 9-0 Cubs over the Cardinals here in the fifth.
Now you hear the Cub fans in the stands. The 0-2, swing and a miss, and the Cubs win the ball game. The Cubs even up the series with a 9-1 win.
That's how you do it.
It is Bill Vecknight. Here's his bobblehead head holding the Nellie Fox jersey, which means it's going to be a little fun, a little wacky.
Edgar Caro and the damage he's done against lefties.
Michael A. Taylor gets this in the air, and it carries out of here. Eighth home run of the season for Michael A. Taylor and his third in the last four games. And this one is tied at one apiece in the second. Rocchio sends this one a long way to right center field, and Robert Jr. will have to play this one off the wall. And the Guardians retake the lead 2-1 here in the fourth.
First or second.
Swing and a miss, strike three, and that'll do it. White Sox with just four hits tonight, and they will lose the second game of this three-game series 3-1.
The Sox will be trying to stop the sweep tomorrow, so quick turnaround, get your rest, and I'll see you then.
It's time for Hit and Run with your host, Matt Spiegel.
Good morning. Sing it. Dum, bum, bum. I'm off though, right, Sean? Ba da ba ba. Just a little. Am I early or late? Da 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 da. I'm late. I'm broadcasting from home, so I'm a little late. But my dream is to time it out so I can actually sing along from home with the correct timing, because that's what I really miss. Sean, no offense, as Sean Sears is producing Hit and Run. Good morning, everybody. It's me, Matt Spiegel, here with you on a Sunday morning. Sean, I miss seeing you in person when I'm broadcasting from home, but really I miss singing along with the low brass. So I'm just going to have to sing it by myself in the clear right here. Ba-da-ba-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-ba. Folks, you can always just sing it alone wherever you are. You're okay to do that. Good morning. We're all okay. It is a wonderful morning in Chicago. It is beautiful again. It's going to get up to about 91 degrees in the early morning and in the evening. That means you're in the 70s. Whew, and it just feels delightful. I'm going to see Wilco at the Salt Shed tonight. Going to be out in the city beautiful in a gorgeous evening. with my wife, unless she bails and I have to take somebody who's a friend, because that's possible. She's not the hugest Wilco fan, but,
oh,
you know.
Oh, my gosh. Wilco at the Salt Shed? That's going to be such a good show.
It's going to be delightful. It's going to be absolutely delightful. I cannot wait. But in the meantime, I get to talk baseball with you. And, yes, that does mean that I will have to DVR the baseball game and catch up tonight. Every once in a while, I do have a regular life. But it's funny because last night, as I was driving over to Fox TV, I was on the WFLD Fox 32 post-game show after Cubs-Cardinals. I was sitting there on TV. You could have seen your boy on TV. And but as I'm driving over, I'm listening to the ball game. And at a stoplight, I look down at my Twitter. At a stoplight, people, not while driving. I look down, and I realize that the Brewers have just scored in the seventh. So I flip over on the radio in time to hear William Contreras hit a two-run homer after a pitch clock violation took away his flyout. And that's all happening. The next stoplight, I look down on the Twitter again. There's an Ellie De La Cruz double play that he makes a great throw to get a runner back at first base to end the Reds game as they win. I see that Xander Bogaerts is tying up a ball game out west against his former team, the Red Sox. Folks, there was simply too much great and compelling baseball all night long. We are here. We are here in an insane moment in August where every game is consequential for teams that are in it. And there are multiple games featuring very interesting matchups of two worthy ball clubs that we've now seen for 4 months. And we know that the Mets and the Brewers are both worthwhile. We know that the Phillies and the Rangers who are playing are both worthwhile. The Rangers with some aggression at the deadline. The Phillies competing to be one of the best teams in the National League. The Red Sox and Padres, one of them 12 games over, the other 13 games over. The Red Sox are one of the best teams in baseball over the last couple of months. The Rays and the Mariners. The Rays are the Rays, and even though they're a couple games under 500, they find a way to stay in. And they're battling. The Mariners were aggressive at the deadline, and they're looking to take off. How about the Blue Jays and the Dodgers late at night at Dodger Stadium? There is so much interesting and compelling and worthwhile baseball. This is what the season brings. If you pay attention and you get a little bit of a payoff here, yeah, there's a lot of preseason football on your TV, too. You could watch that. Should we talk about Shedeur Sanders? No, we'll not do that today. The Bears do play a little bit later on today, and I'll certainly be talking about that tomorrow with my guy Lawrence Holmes on the Spiegel and Holmes show. But it's a joy, as we know, on a Sunday morning to get to do whatever we want in regards to baseball in this unique two-team town, and we've got a lot to talk about. Tonight is Cubs-Cardinals from Busch Stadium. Pre-game coverage begins at 5:35 with first pitch at 6:10. The only local broadcast of tonight's game can be heard right here on The Score and on the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. A reminder, baseball fans, this Friday from 7 to 9 p.m., head to Coombs Corner in Lockport. How about that? Meet Ron Coomer. Enjoy Yingling bucket specials and score some Yingling swag. Don't miss the postgame party at Coombs Corner with Yingling, oldest brewery in America. We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by our local Hyundai dealers. And look, it's time to hop in at 312-644-6767.
That's how you do
take,
it.
That is, Coombs, that's exactly how you do it. We will take your phone calls for this entire hour. Later on, a couple of guests. We're going to talk to Michael Bauman, writer for Fangraphs, who broke down Andrew Vaughn's run in Milwaukee. I want to talk about that with him, and Michael's a terrific baseball talker, so we'll talk with him. In the 11 o'clock hour, Sahadev Sharma from The Athletic will talk about the Cubs with us live from St. Louis. You're going to hear Chris Getz from Inside the Clubhouse yesterday. I want to break that down with you folks in the 10 o'clock hour. And in the meantime, your calls and your texts, not merely welcome, but elemental to the very completion of the broadcast. It was Bill Veeck night last night on the South Side. Man, that's what I'm saying. Just so much good and compelling stuff. I wish I was there. I wish I had been able to go over there to see the pregame petting zoo at Gate 5. Could have, you know, taken a photo with some of the animals over there. There was a two-toed sloth over there named Stella. If anybody got a picture with Stella, feel free to give us a call. If you watched the ice sculpture being carved live on the outfield concourse, give us a call. If you got one of the free haircuts on the outfield concourse, a legendary Bill Veeck innovation, let us know. And if you're one of the people who got married, we have this. Two people got married between the third and the fourth inning. It took 60 seconds. And Ron Kittle, the 1983 American League Rookie of the Year, the iron worker himself from Northwest Indiana, a badass, a terrific artist with baseballs and bats, making all sorts of wood and steel excellence. He presided over the wedding.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome today. We gather at Wright Field to witness the greatest team up since 2005 White Sox, the marriage of Mark and Christine. Your rings are like championship rings, earned, cherished, and a symbol of your bond. Are you ready to be joined in marriage?
We are.
Mark, you promise to stand by Christine in highs and lows, through wins and losses?
I do.
Christine, do you promise to stand by Mark with the loyalty of the Southside fan and the heart of a Hall of Famer?
I do.
By the power invested in me, by the state of Illinois, the Chicago White Sox, the Southsiders everywhere, I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Is there anything more romantic than getting married between the third and fourth innings at Wright Field in baseball? Is there anything more locked and loaded, more guaranteed to make it last than when Ron Kittle asks you to promise to have the heart of a Hall of Famer? I don't think so.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
I mean, seriously. Bill Veeck, it is Veeck, right? Not Veeck. Just want to make sure.
Bill Veeck, Hold on.
Yeah, thank you. Check that out. One of the most impactful and important humans in the history of Chicagoland baseball. I mean, as a young man, while his dad was running the Cubs, he planted the ivy at Wrigley Field. Then he owned the White Sox for two different stints and invented all sorts of things. The exploding scoreboard with the fireworks, names on the back of baseball uniforms. You like that as an innovation? That's a Bill Veeck. I mean, there's so many. Just awesome. So I love that he was honored with Bill Veeck night last night. I know Mike Veeck was there. I can only assume that Night Train Veeck, who runs the Joliet Slammers in the Frontier League, was there. Just tremendous. An absolutely beautiful thing. And in a week where the Sox will host the Savannah Bananas, it's all happening. That's this coming weekend on Friday and Saturday, the Savannah Bananas over there on the South Side. It's funny. I'm looking for tickets for that, for the Saturday night game. There are a lot of scammers out there, people. Be careful. And I've also been told by friends at the White Sox, there are no standing room only seats. If someone is trying to sell you standing room only seats, those actually do not exist. So be careful. Be careful and be listening and be paying attention to the tickets that you think you might be buying. Don't let the scammers get you. So that's the news from the South Side. They lost the game, but that's less consequential, frankly. And I miss that guy. He used to do a great job in overnights. But we will talk some White Sox a little bit later on. You'll hear from Chris Getz, as I mentioned. Meanwhile, the Cubs with an offensive explosion in St. Louis, and wins now feel a little bit more like relief than they do exultation, don't they? This is the subtext of the season that I want to talk with you about, how every win now feel a little bit more like just relief and not exultation. We'll talk plenty of Cubs all morning long, and we will talk it next segment as well. But right now, we are pleased, we are honored, we are blessed to have a man who just last night locked two people in blissful wedded matrimony that is sure to last a lifetime. He is the officiant of the wedding last night. And I can only imagine a properly ordained wedding officiant. Let's ask Ron Kittle. Ron Kittle joins us right now here on Hit and Run with me, Matt Spiegel, on 670 The Score. Joins us on The Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Ron Kittle, Kitty, good morning. Thanks for answering the call. How are you, sir?
Good. I'm doing good. Great day to be alive, I guess. That's it.
That's what I'm wearing on my shirt in honor of my late friend Lynn Bramer. It says, it's great to be alive right here on my T-shirt, Kitty. So I'm with you.
Well, that's all good. But no, it was a fun night last night. Getting a chance to officiate a wedding. It was fun. Good people. And on the ballpark during the game.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, that looked absolutely unbelievable. Are you properly accredited to perform such acts, Ron?
Yeah, yes, I am. I've been doing it for quite a few years, and I can tell you one story. One wedding I did with eight couples at the same time, and I did, you know, like Pam and Steve, Brian and Betty, and Moose Gowron was my witness. And I said, you folks are so lucky to have Moose Gowron as your witness today, because the last time he witnessed something, they were writing the Ten Commandments.
As Moose is my witness. I mean, my goodness. Ron, that's amazing. Yeah. So you've done this for a long time. So how did this come about last night?
Well, they were talking to, you know, Bill Veeck was an antics guy. You know, he always had some kind of promotion going on. And they wanted to incorporate something. And they weren't even going to use me because a lot of the younger kids are working there now. And they say, we need a minister. And I said, I'd do that. So, yeah, I'm ordained. I did my job. And it was fun last night. It was hot, but it was fun. And I thought everybody got a big kick out of it.
So what are your memories of Bill Veeck from back in the day, Ron? What are your memories you played when that guy was the owner?
Well, I tried out for the White Sox in 1978 after I came back from my neck injury. And I was the last one he signed, but I was in the minor league, not the big leaguer. So I signed a contract for Knoxville, Tennessee, where La Russa was managing in 78. And, you know, unfortunately, Bill passed away. And, you know, I always had great response with him because I bought World Series seats for the Cubs in 84. And I sat right in front of him in the center field, and he brought my dad and me and my sisters corned beef sandwiches, so we ate in the stands. But I got pestered so bad with the media, the cameras, the people, and I was walking out of the stadium. And I like baseball. I don't love baseball. I like baseball. And I'd rather play it than watch it. And I told my dad, I said, I got to sell these tickets. And I bought the playoffs against the San Diego team and the World Series seats. And I said, I got to sell these things. So my dad was walking with me back to the car, and he handed me $5,000 cash. And I said, what's that for? He goes, I just sold all your tickets because you don't want to go back. And I think I only paid like $1,400 for them. And I said, well, here's $1,000 for you. He goes, oh, no, I already got $1,000 out of it.
Well, Kitty, I mean, Bill sold the team in 81, but you signed before that and had those years in the minors, and you can appreciate the legacy and the impact that he left on it. Looked like a very fun night at the ballpark. Did you see the petting zoo before the game?
I saw everything out there. I think the 50-foot hot dog was the most incredible thing out there, and nobody was eating it. Even my daughter sent me a note. She goes, Dad, did you and Harold share that hot dog? You know, and but, you know, that's what Bill Veeck was known for. I mean, he put the ivy in Wrigley Field. I don't know if you knew that or not. I mean,
yeah,
he's the
course,
one to put it there.
And
I was also a pallbearer for his funeral when he passed away. So, you know, I had great respect for him. His door was always open. You know, I just wanted to play baseball. I didn't know who owned the team. I just knew about him. And, I thought it was a great night. Mike Veeck threw out the first pitch. It's a crazy world, and it's a new era.
Yeah, it is. Ron, thanks so much for answering the call, man. We appreciate it.
All right. Have a great day. Thanks.
All right. You too. That's Ron Kittle on Hit and Run. Bill Veeck, one of the most important people in the history of Chicago baseball. And I am thrilled that he was honored last night. And that's great fun to get a chance to talk to Ron Kittle. We are just getting rolling. And it's time to open up the phone lines and talk to you guys. And we'll set the scene on the Cubs' win from last night. Somebody who played last night and needs to play every single game. We'll talk about that. And I want to talk about the change of the tenor of this season since the trade deadline as well. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. It is Hit and Run. Just getting rolling here. Matt Spiegel on the score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Abu Shaw to left field. Swanson around second and to third. That ball's deep in the corner. Here comes Swanson. Shaw for third. He is saved headlong with an RBI triple.
Well, that's what you call. The defense was not prepared for him to pull it down the line. The outfield was way shaded over. Tendencies of each hitter will tell the positioning where they need to be, and he messed them up.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sundays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Matt Shaw of the Chicago Cubs has figured it out, folks. He figured it out with the help of 3 days off before the All-Star break. And then he has hit the ground running. In 18 games since the break, Matt Shaw, this is going into last night, has been hitting .315 with a .994 OPS. And then there's the run-scoring triple and the solo homer that you heard in the open at the top of the program. It's Matt Spiegel here with you on Hit and Run. Last night's game on Fox TV, that's our old pal Jason Benetti, along with John Smoltz on the call. Let's play that highlight again. Just the whole highlight there, Sean Sears. Folks, be listening at the top because somebody, I think, was in the booth and Benetti said hello before the Shaw triple.
Oh, hey, Boog. Shaw to left field. Swanson around second and to third. That ball's okay. Deep in the corner. Here
all
comes
right.
Swanson.
Cut the highlight. You just got the beginning of it as a separate.
Oh, hey, Boog.
I mean, that's amazing. So Boog Shaw be doing the game tonight on ESPN Radio because he does the national Sunday night games. He's not on the air last night, but he's hanging around at the ballpark doing his prep before the game. So he must have walked in to say hello to Benetti and Smoltz. And Benetti looked up and just went ahead and said it on the air. Play it again. Play that shorty. Oh, hey, Boog. I love that. That's amazing. We're going to have to use that next time we welcome Boog in. Brunetti just acknowledging. That would have been a fun one. Yeah, oh, hey, Boog. That would have been a fun one to, like, just be on the broadcast level and just be walking around from booth to booth. Oh, hey, Boog. How are you? There's Brunetti. Yeah, what's going on? Hey, Pat. What's up, Pat? How are you? Hey, there's Chip Carey. Hey, Chip. How you doing? There's John Rooney. What's up, everybody? Here's a moment for me to promote the PBP, Voices of Baseball, my podcast via Odyssey, where I talk to play-by-play folks of all kinds. The episodes that are up right now include an interview of me by Robbie Triano, the once and now disgraced former producer of Hit and Run, who left. What did he do? He went, oh, yeah, that's right, to do Rahimi and Harris. That's he left in disgrace.
I've got five on it.
Yeah. But he interviewed me on the PBP this week. It was awfully fun.
That's awesome, man.
So the Cubs go up 9-0 and they win that one easy. It was really good to see. What, three hits from Dansby Swanson. They hit eight balls at over 100 miles an hour. They were much more successful with runners in scoring position than they were the night before. The night before was a lifeless effort where they looked like what Bob Brenly called back in the day a dead-ass team. And they had looked like that a few different times since the trade deadline. It's been a rough go since the trade deadline. So wins now feel a little bit more like, relief. Offense is really good and really important. Craig Counsell was talking about this offense, and he has held fast to a couple different things. I think he said it last night. I know he said it a few nights ago. I know he said it last week. All the while things were slumping, Craig says this is still a good offense.
I'll say it again. This is a good offense, and we're going to score runs tonight. It wasn't our night finding holes in the right spots.
So that is the night before when they also hit, I think, seven balls at over 100 miles an hour, but a lot of them were outs. And, the results were terrible with runners in scoring position. They did not get the luck and they did not get the bounces. Last night, they did, especially in inning number one, got a second run thanks to an errant Jordan Walker throw. It's a pretty tough error to give a kid when he throws it that far in the air. But, so it goes. And so they got a second run, and Counsell was talking about getting runs in the first inning.
Starts with a good first inning. And just like a multiple run first inning was just good. We haven't been doing that a lot lately. Just get playing with a lead from the, just before they even take the field. And that's a big deal. Bushy had obviously the big three-run homer was a huge hit, and just gives you a huge gap and into the second inning. So we played really good offense, hit a bunch of balls hard tonight, and put a big run number up.
Yeah, they did. Nine in the first five innings, and they did. They're ninth in runs scored in inning number one in MLB. So for an offense that's been better than that overall, they're better than ninth. But that particular stat, they're ninth. But that's a big, big deal. This team needs to have the pressure lifted sometimes on a nightly basis. They sure do look like a team that is feeling the pressure a little bit. And hopefully a night like last night helps them bust out. And you hope that pressure doesn't come back. And maybe the part of a pressure being lifted is just to throw your hands in the air when it comes to that team up north. Because the Brewers are just a ridiculous animal right now. I was looking at this since the 15th of May, okay? These are the best records in the National League. I think you know who number one is. Do you know who number two is? In terms of the best records in the National League, I'll tell you this. Number seven is the Padres. These are the best records of the National League since the 15th of May, so almost two full months. Seven is the Padres. Six is the Dodgers. Five is the Marlins. Four is the Reds. These are the teams that are like playing well in the middle part of the season here, the middle two of the 6 months that is baseball, playing really, really well. and making statements. The Reds are fourth, as I mentioned. The Phillies are third. The Cubs have the second best record in the National League since the 15th of May. This puts it in context a little bit. When you feel like they're scuffling and they're slumping and they're not delivering and they're dead, which are all things that are true on a given night, when you zoom out, they're still the second best team in the National League over the last 2 months. It's just that the Brewers are 51-21 in their last 72 games. They're 30 games over 500 in their last 72 games. And so they've picked up 11 games on the Cubs in that stint. Is it 11? It might be, let's see, yeah, it's a 9. So I guess it's 9. Picked up 9 games since the 15th of May. So when you look down and you see that they're 5 games up in the division, it's rough, folks. It is indeed rough to look up and see that. And to know that the Brewers aren't losing right now, and maybe they'll regress to the mean and they'll come back to the pack, but the Mets are supposed to help make that happen and they're not. But just know that the Cubs are not as bad as it feels like they are. All that said, what happened at the deadline was so unrewarding that I do believe it had an effect on some of the players. It has certainly had an effect on the fans. It has had an effect on the media. The whole tenor of the season has changed from the first 4 months of just gleeful surprise, or first 3.5 months of gleeful surprise that they were this good, and excitement and optimism. It now feels very, very different, where wins feel more like relief than they do exultation. Let's talk to you about it. Are you conceding the division at 5 games? I don't think you should, but I understand if you're feeling that way. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. We go to Irish Bill on 670 The Score. It's the Irishman. What's up, man? How you been?
Okay, Matthew, I'm on Amtrak on my way home from St. Louis. A couple of good signs over the weekend that I saw.
Tell me.
Seeing Dansby Swanson hit a bunch of balls to right and right center field, hit them hard. Tucker hitting the ball hard. Look, the Brewers are, like you just said, 30 games over 500. What are you going to do? You can't stop that. The Cubs are the only one that can control their own destiny versus the Brewers. And this is a big week. You got 7 games before you get to Milwaukee next Monday in the doubleheader. And just to keep pace with them, you got to go 5-2 and 6-1, and you're going to Toronto. They're the best team in the American League. They probably have the best record in the American League at home, so it's not going to be easy. One question for you. Would you consider moving Matt Shaw to the 6 or 7 hole?
It's a good question. I would right now. The way that dude is raking, I would absolutely do so right now. This is a time for aggression for Craig Counsell. This is the time to earn your money in terms of how you talk to the guys and the atmosphere that you provide. He's really good and stable and steady at that. He's not going to turn into Pat Murphy and be wackier. He's not going to turn into Joe Madden and bring the petting zoo from Bill Vecknight over. No, nothing like that. But to go ahead and be aggressive. I thought last night, they were swinging early in counts, and they were stealing bases twice last night, once in the first, once in the second. And I believe that both those runners came around to score. And they got a bunch of dudes who are fast. The stolen bases had gone away. I looked a few days back at the previous 30 days, and the stolen bases had gone away. They are situational in large part, but go ahead and try to force the action. Get the wheels in motion, you know, channel your inner Don Zimmer. So that's one thing you can do. And the other is go ahead and be aggressive with some of those lineup moves. You know, even if you don't necessarily believe in lineup structure and lineup Eastas as a thing, know that the players do. And I think he does know that. Look at the amount of times he's moved guys down, moved Dansby down to nine, moved PCA up and around, had PCA in the 7-0 for a long time and then moved him up to fours, has fiddled and diddled with where he is. Yeah, I would move Matt Shaw up. I would absolutely do that. I thought it was terrific earlier in the week when he had Justin Turner in the two spot. That's a guy who can control the bat against the lefty, and he had him hitting behind Nico Horner, and they executed a beautiful hit and run in the first inning in that ball game, where Turner hit it to the right side, just past where the second baseman would have been as he came over to cover the bag as Nico was running. It is absolutely a time for stuff like that. Let's go to the phone lines. This is Mo in Orland Park. Mo, you're on Hit and Run with me, Matt Spiegel. What's happening?
How's it going, man? I don't think five games is called for disaster right now. We still got five more games against Milwaukee, all at home. You win four of those games, I know you're asking for a lot, but that's a three-game comeback right there. I don't know, man. I think Milwaukee's going to regress to the mean huge in September. They're just due to lose, man. They can't lose right now. They're due to lose. They're going to lose. There's no way. All these injuries are piling up for them. Miz, Henderson, Churio. They can't keep getting away with this, man. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, man. They're finding ways to do it. They're such a good organization, man. It's crazy. Isaac Collins, I think, was a Rule 5 pick in 2022, if I have that right. Isaac Collins, if he wasn't Rule 5, it was picked up off of waivers. Caleb Durbin was like a throw-in in the Devin Williams trade. We all know what Andrew Vaughn has become. Yeah, check out how they got Isaac Collins, would you? I believe it was 22. So, I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous how they're coming up with guys and finding ways to invent people. Did I say, by the way, that the middle of the May is 2 months? That's 3 months. That's 3 months! 70, they're 30 games over 500 over a three-month span. It's outrageous. Sean, you can't correct me on my calendar math. Really, man? You can't have my back. I'm spinning a lot of plates here, okay?
I should have checked out. It sounded right to me in the moment, but now you're saying that, you're right. Yeah, that's wrong.
Yeah.
I'll double check on that next time, okay?
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that. Please be on top of that. But, yeah, I mean, it's just, they are a ridiculous, ridiculous machine. Here's Jed Hoyer from earlier in the week talking about the Mike Soroka trade, the failure of that. And he knows, I'll give him credit. He came out of the woodwork. I believe he came in on a prospective day off, or like there was going to be a vacation, and he decided to come in and talk and be accountable for Mike Soroka getting hurt after two innings when his velocity had been waning and there was an MRI and all of that. Here's Jed.
We make bets on human beings, and sometimes they work out. And obviously, in this case, it doesn't mean that, like I said, I haven't gotten a full report yet. But obviously, disappointed. We did a lot of due diligence, a ton of research, and you know, if it doesn't work out, that's on me. That's the job.
So it is a rough, rough moment. I want to give you the inverse of what it can feel like when the front office takes care of you, okay? We'll talk about that next with a red-hot team from the American League. This is all in advance of Team of the Moment at the top of the hour and a chunk of Chris Getz on Inside the Clubhouse. We will play that for you at the top of the hour as well. Just getting rolling, really. Phone lines wide open on Hit and Run here with Matt Spiegel on The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Goes after the first pitch. A deep drive. The opposite way. Cal Raleigh has homered yet again. The third most home runs by a catcher in single season history.
Cal Raleigh always hunting the heater, and he does it again here. Well, the bottom line is Boyle is providing all of that velocity. This fastball right at 100 miles per hour.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
The home run from Cal Raleigh, one of many this year. Dude has the third most ever for a catcher. He's on fire. He may still win American League MVP over Aaron Judge. When in 2023, the Mariners traded away their closer, Paul Sewald, Cal Raleigh was very critical of the front office. He apologized for the comments in terms of the timing and the veracity of them, but not for their essence. And in this particular year, this past spring training, he met with the front office and he wanted to make sure that, quote, we were on the same page. Is this organization and team committed to winning? Obviously long term, but also right now, because we have a window. And so the other night, as Raleigh was celebrating a win where he hit a massive three-run homer to help Seattle come back from a 2-0 deficit for a 3-2 win, he was talking about the trade deadline. He said, that is what we talked about in spring training when I was looking to sign here long-term. These were the things we talked about. It makes you feel good about those guys in the front office following through. That's the inverse. He's going to say it out loud because they're in a great place. They're in a happy place. He got the assurance, and it has happened. I don't think Cubs players or coaches or anybody's going to say the inverse. But trust me when I say it is human to feel it. When you know that you need stuff and the front office doesn't go out and get it for you in terms of starting pitching, it's not a great feeling. Willie Castro is a good pickup. The bullpen guys are good pickups. They're fine. You didn't go and get an elite closer like the Phillies went and got Duran or like the Padres went and got Mason Miller. But you only got one arm and now he's hurt and he's gone. Just like that. So thankfully, you got a lot of pieces who you can win with, who you have won with, and that's just what you're going to have to do. But I believe that this week and the letdown that was after the deadline and some of the offensive slump and some of the dead-ass look was a result of what happened at the deadline. I'm not going to belabor the point for the rest of the year. I just, this is a moment when you gotta mention it and you gotta make sure that what you think and what you feel is something that you say. In my position. And I really believe that this letdown has been part of it. Now it's time to rally. And maybe last night is the beginning of such things. I would love for that to be the case. not to Cal Rally. You can't get that guy. 312-644-6767 is the number. Ben is in Queens and is on Hit and Run with me, Matt Spiegel. What's up, Ben?
Hey, how's it going, Matty? Another good, beautiful sir. Day here. Looking forward to a great day of baseball. I got a stat for you and, you know, and then an idea. So the stat is 35-14, a winning percentage of 714. That's the Cubs record after a loss. It's the best in baseball. The margin of victory is 2.8 runs. For all of those who are getting ready to, you know, disavow the 2025 Cubs and, you know, running around, the sky is falling. This is a really, really, really damn good team. And the Brewers right now, look, they are on a run that, you know, they're parabolic. There's nothing that's going to catch them. What the Cubs need to do is focus at least, at the very least, at getting the second seed. But they could still win the division. Look, that five-game series against the Brewers, the truth is, then I think that to now the end of the month is a lot more challenging than people think of when they're looking at the schedule. You look at that 10-day West Coast trip, that's going to be harder than people think. So I think they need to make hay. You know, going up to Canada, that's going to be hard. And then with the Milwaukee Brewers, that's hard. But look, one thing I wanted to say for people who are getting a little discouraged, I always tend to look at the standings in chart form at this time of year. I go to gregstoll.com, who's got a really nifty win expectancy thing, too, that everybody cites. But the division races, as far as charts go, you look at these teams' charts, the Cubs chart does not look bad. They haven't been swept yet in a three-game series. You look at some bad charts, look at the Yankees, look at the Mets, the Astros. Like you were just talking with the Mariners, the Mariners are getting ready to catch the Astros. So if you look at the chart form, the Cubs really – they're looking okay. They've been treading water. Look, you would rather have your team treading water than losing 10 of 11 like has happened to the Tigers, the Yankees, the Mets at all. Love you, Speaks. Go Cubs.
All right, Ben, thank you. Look at that. Ben's got the positivity. See, sometimes I give it to you guys. Sometimes you guys give it back to me. You know, sometimes I need it. It's been a tough week. It's been a tough week in terms of my particular Cubs positivity. So I appreciate it coming from Ben. And look, I did give you the stat earlier in the last 3 months. Everybody knows May 15th is almost 3 months. Cubs at 42-30, 12 games over 500, while the Brewers have been 30 games over 500 at 51-21. So that's not the Cubs' fault implicitly right there. By the way, speaking of Milwaukee, I don't know if they're going to play today. Flash flooding in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin State Fair has canceled the final day of the state fair today. There are pictures online of the parking lots around American Family Field, the former Miller Park where the Brewers play. It's just completely submerged in water. A couple of cars that are in the parking lot there, almost fully submerged in water. You saw the rain coming through the roof. If you were watching or saw some of the highlights of that Brewers and Mets game, there were like sheets of water coming through at one point, and that was before the flash flooding that took place. This game may end up canceled today, or they may have to push it if they can, and I don't know. I don't know that the Mets, I'm sure the Mets are not coming back to Milwaukee, so maybe they'll just try and delay and try and find a way to squeeze it in, but for all of the Brewers fans and the listening audience or people driving towards the game, it's going to be awfully difficult. And you know, if we get an update, we'll share it because there's some craziness with that weather going on. Let's squeeze in one more call. This is Bill in Hinsdale on 670 The Score. Good morning, Bill. What's happening?
Hey, Speaks. Love listening to you, but your panicking is unbelievable. I can't believe. I think I'm listening to Dave Kaplan right now. They did make some moves at the deadline. They did. They weren't good, but you can't give up Owen Casey for Adrian Hauser. I'm sorry. You know the price was too much. And you know what? If Suzuki and Tucker's the key to the team. If he starts hitting, Suzuki hits, Armstrong hits, and they're 10-10 since the All-Star break. They're not 5-15. They're the best record in baseball in the National League besides the Brewers. And you know what? Playoffs aren't always the best team wins. You just got to get in. So I love your passion for the Cubs, but it's a 2-week stretch of 162 games. So, you know, just slow your roll with the panicking.
It's not panicking. It's admitting that it's a dark time, okay? It's not panicking, but thank you, Bill, for calling. I'm not panicking. The sky's not falling.
Yeah, and stop trying to trade Owen Casey for Adrian Hauser. Why are you doing that?
That's not who it was.
No.
There were reports. I don't know where you got that, Bill, but that's not who it was. There were reports that they wouldn't give up one of the prospects that the White Sox wanted for Hauser. There's no way in hell it was Owen Casey.
I've heard Jackson Wiggins. Heard that name floated around.
I wouldn't give up Jackson Wiggins for a rental like Adrian Hauser. Now, would I have given up Jackson Wiggins to take a flyer on Shane Bieber? Would I have given up Jackson Wiggins for Merrill Kelly? I would have considered, and maybe not. Maybe not. You know, you'd like to not give up Wiggins nor Casey for anything that's a rental, and I understand. And if that's the case and there was nothing there, then so be it. But you do not tell me I'm panicking, Bill. Appreciate the call. And don't you dare say I remind you of Dave Kaplan. Although Cap's a good man. I'm just having some fun. Cap's good people. All right, buddy. Okay. All right, Pally. Let's get to the team of the moment, and you'll hear from Chris Getz as well. That's coming up next on 670 The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.